Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Happy eclipse and new moon. Thank you for taking the time to join me today. This is going to be a full call, lots to cover with you, and a gift for each of you. Actually, more than one gift. So thank you for being with me. I'm really excited about what's going on right now in our world. There's almost more than I can cover in this call. But what I want to start with is just to really have us focus in. So I'm going to just use a little bit of sound to get us started. So just take a nice deep breath. Little crystal bowl toning to start us off and get us focused in as we begin our journey of learning and connecting with the powerful celestial activities right now that are absolutely real. There is no denying that things are changing, shifting, that there is some powerful energy that's coming in that each and every one of us on a very personal level can access for our own growth, healing, transformation, and transfiguration, as well as the collective. So this eclipse is really important. I'm excited. And then the fact that it's in a new moon cycle also. New moons are super important because they are times for us to really kind of start over and begin anew. And we get a chance to do that every month. But we don't often get a chance to work with new moon, those lunar energies, during the time of a solar eclipse. So it's important for us to recognize that we're really being given an incredible amount of beautiful masculine energy, which is coming from the sun, and feminine energy, which is coming from the moon. And this energy coming from the sun is typically really active. It's expansive. It's bright. You know, it can't be denied. Moon energy is also very powerful, but still, the energy of the new moon is more of a still energy, a reflective energy. It's more internal, where the sun energy is more external. So the new moon is really symbolic of the second chance that we're given over and over again in our lives. It's really a perfect time to meditate, journal, organize, and plan our next move, essentially. It's really there to clarify for us, to allow for reflection and internal activity. And that is absolutely what we can use this for right now. And the solar eclipse, the partial solar eclipse, is actually just amping up the energy of the new moon as well. So it's an exciting time. It's kind of eclipse season officially begins this week. We've got several eclipses. This is the first. Many of us may have already been feeling and working with these potent energies because they've been coming in really for days prior to the actual point. And tonight at 10:48 Eastern Time is when the new moon partial solar eclipse actually occurs. So this solar eclipse new moon is a especially transformational due to the close opposition between the Sun and Moon in Cancer and Pluto in Capricorn. So this gives us a really powerful and beautiful combination. So watch for signs of new themes beginning to emerge in your life. And it's actually going to probably be really fascinating and interesting to see these themes emerge individually and collectively. So these themes, especially in the realms ruled by Cancer, which is a water sign, which has to do with our emotions. So the themes that you may very well see come up for you and outside of yourself are with children and motherhood, women's issues, that's already up, that's been up for months, it's going to continue, being a really central focus, home and domestic concerns, emotional and psychic sensitivity, protectionism and vulnerability. So what does a good mother do? A good mother is protecting. Think of a mother lion protecting her cubs. I often have deer walk through my yard, and I see how the mother deer may move away from the babies, and it, not far, though, and the babies, they know, they stay pretty close to the mother because they know that mother is there to protect them. So this is all part of what we have going on. And part of what may be happening for many of you, I know it certainly has been for me, is that you are going to be called upon to mother your own self, to parent your own self. Your sensitive side may show up. Cancer is a water sign, and Cancer really does affect us emotionally pretty dramatically sometimes. I mean, I've been having kind of bursts of tears over things. You know, and I'm letting it roll because I know what's going on. It's just part of the process right now. So I encourage you to just be open to this because it can move you to new places within yourself, to new understandings. It can open up doors to a lot of strength, a lot of passion and power within you that you can then mirror out into your life, into the world. And what is better than showing up as your best self and just showing that to those around you? That's the best, having someone who is willing to do that and then to show up and show us kind of what it looks like to do that. And everyone does it differently. But just know that you're perhaps likely to feel deeply sensitive, kind of moody, around the time of this eclipse, and emotions may swell up from kind of deep inner levels, breaking through the surface. That's a good thing. I think about the Hawaiian volcano right now. Wow. And that is such a fantastic image and picture and actual, you know, hard reality experience and focus for us of both the energy of the sun, I mean that hot molten lava spewing out of that volcano and raining down and flowing. It's like Mother Earth is actually using this portal to heal herself and to call attention to ourselves. It's look at this. There are deep issues that are welling up in us that have to be dealt with. And they're personal and they're global. Look at the news. Wow, what an incredible scene is happening worldwide. I mean, we could talk about the U.S. and you know, and there's a lot going on, but it's worldwide. So this is powerful stuff. It's exciting, and I would encourage and invite you to really make use of it. Use it to change your life, to step up into more strength, more happiness, more peace, more passion, more health and vitality, more service to others, more connection, more love, more understanding, compassion, more action. But we can't get busy and do all of those things until we do the work, do some of the inner work. So this solar eclipse new moon in Cancer reminds us that it's time to come home to our whole self. And these feelings that may be stirred up right now are feelings that have been dormant, kind of in the underworld of our psyches, but they're returning to us like waves rising from the shore. So our past may be knocking at the door, not because it's come back to haunt us or put us, you know, back in the hamster wheel of frustration or unhappiness, but it may be knocking on our door because it's come back to heal us, to give us the opportunity once and for all to step up, step into home, our whole self. So just reclaiming our past is our soul's retrieval of power. It's kind of what we need to do as individuals and as a culture. We need to make amends with where we've been, forgive our past, and commit from this moment forward. I am going to be new. We are in the new, as Judy Satori says. We are in the new. And looking around, there's no denying it. Things are not like they were this time last year, or even this time last month, constantly changing, and it's moving fast. So this Cancer new moon and eclipse reminds us that with a compassionate heart, we can face and embrace all that we've been and all that we are, and free ourselves, truly free ourselves. We just went through Independence Day in the U.S., and I know I have listeners from all over the world, and that moment in time when we kind of really do remember what freedom is, what freedom feels like, what freedom looks like, use that right now, because it doesn't have to be attached to a date or a day. It can be attached to the now, from this moment forward. So use that. And I always like to share information from some of the people who I follow, some of the visionaries and great thinkers. And so I've got a few things I want to share with you. From Emmanuel Dager, whose work is just beautiful, he has really kind of given me some food for thought. What he says is, a solar eclipse is one of the most powerful astrological occurrences because it often brings with it a great amount of change. And I actually was fortunate enough to, last August, to actually see the full total solar eclipse. And I was thinking about that earlier this week. Since last year, since that full total lunar eclipse, or I'm sorry, total solar eclipse, I have had so much change in my life. Oh my gosh, some of it's been kind of beyond uncomfortable. Gnarly would be a good description. But conversely, there has been so much positive stuff, so many blessings, so much light, love, so many new experiences, new people, new ideas have come through. So eclipse time is, it is powerful medicine. Take advantage of it. And during an eclipse, again, the consciousness of humanity is expanded. So we may feel ourselves being stretched, again, beyond our comfort zone. Use this eclipse time to maybe write down your intentions and then speak them with your voice. More and more, I am becoming so clear that the power of our own voice sets energy in motion. Intention is powerful, and energy follows intention. And our voice is energy. It is sound waves that move intention out into our world. And so use your voice. State your intentions. All of it in the positive. So use this time to really look in, reflect, heal. It's a great opportunity also to let go of the illusions of separation and to remember that we have always been one with all of life, including with each other. But the theme of this particular solar eclipse, the overarching theme, if you walk away from this call with just one thing in mind, it is that this particular solar eclipse is asking us to make ourselves the top priority in our lives. And so this is huge. We have all received so much bad programming, looking for love in all the wrong places, as the country western song says, looking for approval, validation, looking for success, looking for happiness outside of ourselves. And folks, that just doesn't work. Oh, yeah, we can be temporarily convinced that it's working, but it doesn't work. It does not work. So use this. And by making yourself a top priority, we're not talking about a narcissistic, egocentric focus at all. It is truly making yourself the priority, because that's the only way that you can show up out there in your family, in your workplace, in your life, and do your best. That is the only way. There's no other way it will work. Albeit temporarily, you might get through short term by focusing outside of yourself, but it's always going to come back to you. So by making ourselves the top priority in our lives, we're no longer looking outside of ourselves to fill a void. We can understand that the only reason why there was a void in the first place is because we weren't choosing to make ourselves the priority and give to ourselves fully. That's what it means to make ourselves a priority, to give to ourselves fully and freely in ways that nurture, heal, empower us to show up in the world as our most authentic, true, and complete self. This is the time to embrace our authentic and true self, because anything else than that, it feels painful nowadays. And so one of the greatest ways to work with this solar eclipse is to be very clear about our intentions and to be willing to follow through on them when the opportunity presents itself. Also, I always am reminded right now, I'm kind of being reminded to tell everyone again, don't forget about your physical body, because we do that. And being loving toward yourself and making yourself the top priority is paying attention to your physical body and your emotional body, not just your mental and spiritual bodies. So during a solar eclipse, meditating on the sun actually strengthens our internal sun located in our solar plexus stomach region. I mean, they call that the sun chakra. And it represents our divine power, one of the divine power centers. Also, I like to think of our entire pelvic region as the moon center. And this is true for men and women, that this is our feminine power center. This is the place in our being that allows us to connect with creativity, creative ideas. It is where we procreate from. It is a very powerful and important center. And it is connected to our solar plexus center. So focus on those two areas of your body, your pelvic region, your hara, your dantian, and your solar plexus. And give those areas of your being some love and attention. Do some stretching or some yoga or some toning or singing and focus on them. And this will help you to express yourself more openly, more freely, more without holding back. It'll allow you to express yourself and to experience life in a more balanced way, integrating your masculine and feminine energy centers, using these beautiful planets and these celestial bodies as the imagery for it. I mean, it's a constant reminder that we hold those same images within our beings. Think of holding the sun within you, holding the moon within you. It's a beautiful way to approach all of this. So just a couple more things I want to mention. Again, we're working with total solar eclipse in Cancer. Cancer governs home and family, also your genetic origins, your memories, and ultimately coming home to yourself. There is also Capricorn in the picture here in a big way. And Capricorn governs areas of leadership and career, how you step out into your mission and into the public eye. Capricorn, again, governs leadership, self-governance, okay? Self-leadership. So use those energies. Use the moon in the sign of Cancer as a way to feel protected and nurtured and embraced as the moon womb of love cradles your heart. Accept yourself as you are. Know without a doubt that your only lasting legacy is every life that you touch with love. That's it. Everything else is secondary. Create every moment from that place of deep caring. And this comes from Tania Gabrielle, whose work I follow, astronumerology. It's wonderful stuff. Also, I am going to just share a bit of information from Lena Stevens from the Power Path School of Shamanism. And I love her work as well. She says, it is time. It is time to start believing in our own power to change what we can and to adapt to what we can't. This is an intense month as we have two eclipses followed by a third in August, making the bookended time for change and breakthrough. Now, what that means is things may get messy. It may we may see extreme behavior out there in the news. We may see some kind of unacceptable behavior in people around us, because this is stimulating everybody. So the more aware we are, the easier it's going to be for us to work with these energies and not to take it all so personally. And to, again, if you love yourself and you're taking care of yourself, you set some boundaries, you draw a line in the sand, this is what I won't tolerate, and you'll get people's attention, I promise. But do it. Love yourself enough to do it. Step into saying no if you have to. No, I'm not going to accept this. Or no, I'm not going to take on more volunteer work. My plate's full. Do what you have to do for you first. And then you're going to have exponential energy to do those other things that matter to you. And this is from Barbara Marciniak, from an old book. She was way ahead of her time. The book was called Bringers of the Dawn. The most difficult thing for most of you is making the commitment to believe you deserve love. No one else has to love you. You're not here to go around gathering love from other people to convince yourself that you're worth it. By committing to love yourself and making this commitment the number one step from which you operate every day, everything falls into place. You become whole and complete. So, all right, so I'm going to ask all of you to just settle in right now. And we're going to wrap up with an energy activation and attunement. Open up, take a nice deep breath, settle in, close your eyes if you can, take just a few moments to stop doing any multitasking, and breathe. I am whole. I am peace. I am love. I am beauty. I am passion. I am compassion. I am intelligence. I am understanding. I am strong. I am loving. I am loved. I am love. I am music. I am culture. I am art. I am science. I am strength. I am truth. I am integrity. I am brilliance. I am whole. So just breathe that in. Take it into your solar plexus. Take it into your sacral chakra, into your aura. And own it. Move this energy through every cell of your being. Breathe, circulate it, own it, be it, be this energy. And I want to just thank all of you for listening, bless you, enjoy this incredible eclipse season that we're in full on starting today. And I also would invite all of you to take a look at my upcoming Life Eclipse 8-week program. It is a Lulu, and there is a link to it on the Blog Talk Radio page that you looked at. It'll also go out in my emails. I also was inspired today to set up an eclipse session package. So, 3 50-minute sessions for $111. So, that'll also be added to this page, and it'll go out by email and also be on my website, which is emboldenedheart.com. www.thebeautyofthebeast.com. Thank you all. Enjoy the eclipse and the new moon. Bye-bye for now.